eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Racing, rides, people, and places. With your hosts, Brad Banjor, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
Hey, Matt, how you doing today? Good. It's been an interesting start to the day. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's the end of the official work week. That doesn't mean things end around here, of course. But no, it's been an interesting week for me as well. Lots going on, lots happening. And you know what? We got. Have you heard of the Cackle Fest?
Yeah.
You know, it's usually... Well, we've got our guy who's the official Cackle Fest with his laugh.
He's not only a member, he's the president.
He's the president with his laugh. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Well, I was going to say, we have guests today.
Yes.
Hear that laugh? That's the Cackle Fest. So, hey, Aaron, you've been out riding your motorcycle. What's going on?
I have. I've been trying to. We keep getting snow, but yeah, as soon as we're done, I'm heading to Yosemite.
All right, you're going out again. So, but you were riding last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I was riding last week trying to get ready for Yosemite.
He's just learning how to ride.
Now, you sent me a photo of that bike. Tell everybody about that bike, because that thing's badass.
Oh, well, no, you're talking about the MV Agusta, aren't you?
Yes, yes. No, I know you're not riding that, but tell me about that thing. That thing's sweet.
No, that's another type of adventure. Yeah, so the Rat Runner Garage has been adorned with a MV Agusta Americana, I think it's called. It's my buddy's. He traded in his Panigale. I have a couple bikes that live here because they live out of town. And so this is an 800 Brutale. And man, this thing is amazing. This thing's got an auto shift on it to where electronic shifting, you don't have to use a clutch up or down.
Really?
It rev matches by itself. And
it's for kids.
It's badass, yeah. I think it's about 120 horsepower. Yeah,
Matt thinks
fun.
When you say it's automatic shifter, he thinks of those bikes for the little kids, like the little Honda 50s and stuff that have automatics in them. Hey, Aaron.
No, and my Aprilia has that too. It's a MotoGP thing. It's a race bike thing.
Okay, Aaron.
Very,
enough
very
about
cool.
Motorcycles. This is Shift and Steer. You know, we only give you a little bit of time for motorcycles. We're going to get back to cars. You know what you missed last weekend, buddy?
Everything.
Long Beach Grand Prix.
Grand Prix. Yeah, I know.
Did you introduce our guests yet?
I'm getting to that.
They can chime in on this.
Yes,
then,
they can.
And then we'll get into their conversation. But.
So in studio today, we have with us Jasmine Abel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. What's that accent?
Australia.
Australia. Yeah. Down under.
She's making it up.
Yeah. She is?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Trevor. Oh, no, Trevor. Trevor Thompson. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. So
they're part of our Turtle Wax Shine Squad members. So we're going to get into what they're doing. They got some cool stuff. But as you were saying, we went to the Long Beach Grand Prix this weekend, sort of not together, but also together.
Well, we ran into each other in different places, and you were doing your fun stuff. I was doing my fun stuff.
I got a great selfie of Brad and I, because Brad was like, I was standing around with our friend Dave from Toyota and Dave Merrick as well from Honda, which surprisingly they got along fine.
Well, yeah, I know there's it wasn't like Hatfield and McCoy,
yeah.
Right?
And then Dave's like, Merrick's like, Brad's got to go talk to this guy from Ferrari. He's got a meeting, and he's standing there talking to the guy. And after about 7 minutes, we're like, we're bored. I don't know what deal he's trying to close, but let me go help. And so I just walked over to him, and I go, hey, are you Brad Fanshawe from Shift and Steer? Let's get a selfie. And they and keep walking.
And then he just walked away. So later in the day, I saw him walking with the young lady from IndyCar.
Oh, yeah.
And so I repaid it. Yeah, I walked up and I said, "Aren't you Matt DeAndrea from Shift and Steer?" And I said, "Can I get a selfie really quick?" And he went, "You know, no fan selfies during the race. I'm busy right
now."
Yeah,
I was like, that
totally blew me off.
That guy's been following me around all day trying to take selfies.
Man.
I think it was when I tried to kiss him for the selfie. That's when he kind of,
That's what it is. And I know that's making you two cringe because as photographers, you hate the selfie.
We've got a selfie stick ourselves.
Do you?
Oh, no. No way.
No way, dude.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to scan my mind here because do you know what country selfies are illegal?
No.
Would it be China?
No,
Korea?
I wish I could remember, but it was from my other podcast, Man Seeks Adventure. I had all these crazy things that are illegal, like in Malaysia, you can't wear solid yellow. Did you know that?
No idea.
It's because their protest against the government, they wore solid yellow. So now they warn tourists, do not wear solid yellow. Wow. You'll be thrown in jail.
Oh, okay, first of all, nobody should wear solid yellow.
No.
Yeah, exactly,
it just doesn't go with my color.
And when you lead with a story, you should know the answer. We're going to start a new segment called Terrible Tidbits with Brad Fanshawe.
Oh, we'd have a lot of them there. What was the name of that band, you guys?
So I don't know. I don't know if you went to Long Beach Grand Prix to work. I went for fun. We got out there early.
Well, I had a meeting with Ferrari, so I guess it was officially work.
Which I ruined for you. IndyCar invited me out there very early in the morning to take a ride in their tandem IndyCar. And I said,
"Oh, wow.
Sure, I'll get up early for that." And got up at like 5 or whatever, got down there at 7, and then we just suited up. And they have all the tandem IndyCars. I was trying to figure out like why there was a line of 9 people, and when I walked out, they're like, you, get up here, get in that car right now. And I was like, oh, that's Indy hooking me up. That's awesome. No. Most of the cars are for regular-sized people, and eventually they have like a little person car, and they're like, and nobody can fit in it. So they're like, there's a little guy, and that car is ready to go. So they put me in the car right away. And
then they take it behind the wall afterwards, take all the bolsters out of it, right?
Right, yeah. It doesn't have the foam in it. And I was in there pretty tight. So I did a lap in the tandem Indy car, which was fun to do. And then, you know, we went through, we ran into you guys, we said hi to a bunch of the people that we know there.
In the Pirelli World Championship and all that?
Yeah, in that area. And a cool race to see also was the, they always do sort of like a vintage race. I think last year was the
Can-Am cars. Yeah.
This year they had Trans-Am cars out there. So it was the Mustangs and Camaros and the Mopars and stuff out there. And one of the guys, I don't know what happened. I didn't get to see the whole race. We were watching it on TV there in one of the hospitality booths. And our friend Tommy Drissi, he races Trans Am today.
Yeah.
And he raced against Adam Carolla in his Trans Am race. And now when Adam raced on Burton Racing, he won that race. Adam came in third. And now Burton Racing signed Tommy to be their driver for
them. Oh, cool.
And Tommy's going to be in the CarCast studio next week.
And they're driving Camaros now, right?
He's driving a new Camaro, right? At Long Beach, it was vintage cars.
He had a vintage Camaro. But Burton Racing does Camaro.
We watched it on the screen live, and Tommy got in third, and then they showed the podium, and he wasn't up there. So in typical Tommy fashion, he probably got disqualified because he was banned from some of the Trans Am races last year for smacking a guy. He pulled a Jeremy Clarkson and pushed the guy down or something. So he's a hothead, but he's fun.
I could have had first.
And he's such a great driver. But somehow he got, I don't know, I'm guessing he got in trouble. Or maybe he was just bored and he's like, I didn't want third place anyway. Like, I don't know. You never know with Tommy. So I'm going to get the whole story on that for next week.
Oh, terrible tidbit there. You don't even have the whole story.
I don't have the whole story, but that's how you tease the show I'm going to do later. The next week's show.
But you do that, but then you forget the next show, and you know, like, oh,
well,
hey.
I can't because Tommy's going to be in the studio.
All right.
I take this show that nobody listens to, and I pitch the show that everybody listens to later.
I know. Everybody says, you know, if you get rid of that Matt, I'd really listen a lot more.
Brad had like a little bit of disappointment in his eyes for a second. Anyway, so the last thing I wanted to point out was we did get to walk around and talk to some of the drivers. A lot of the drivers have been on the shows in the past. I think probably this show and CarCast.
We outrate you in Zimbabwe, by the way.
And one of the drivers that I love, I think he's such a great guy, is Simon Pagenaud. He looks just like the French dude in Talladega Nights, and he's French, and he's French, and he's such a good dude that, you know, he hasn't been on the show in years, and the IndyCar publicist, who was very sweet, was walking us around, meeting a bunch of drivers, and he comes out, and he's like, hey, and I don't know if he just, like, hugged and kissed me because he was French, or he just really missed me, but we embraced. It was a wonderful moment. And he qualified third.
That's
right
scary,
after
scary, by the way. Yeah. You know that. But
yeah.
Okay.
He qualified third. I think he ended up a little bit down the line. I think Graham Rahal bumped into the back of him. And then Graham got a penalty but was able to keep going. And I don't know what happened to Simon. I didn't get a chance to. Here's the thing: it's like when you're there, you don't get to watch the race.
You don't. You know. Have you guys been to Long Beach Grand Prix? Right.
Yeah, I went last year and the year before. We didn't end up going this year. Okay. We were working.
And it's great. I've talked to somebody else about this. Is that it's fun? It's a great atmosphere. But if you want to watch racing, you're better off doing it on a big screen at home or something like
well,
that.
People that go there and watch it on TV and they're just sitting in the stands.
I watched it on TV in the Honda Hospitality.
That's what I said. I was like, sitting in IndyCar when I watched the Trans Am Vintage race. I figured out the thing to do is go Saturday for all the qualifying and then go home on Sunday and watch the race.
It. But
that being said,
totally.
Last year, they put down record numbers of 183,000 people over the course of the week. That includes drifting before in Indy, but it's such a great party there, and the weather is fantastic. 183,000 last year. This year, 185,000. So they're creeping up. They're doing better.
I'll give you a tidbit. Do you know the last time?
Is that the end of it?
Do you know the last time it rained at the Long Beach Grand Prix?
I don't know. We were probably there though.
I can't remember. It did one year though. No, it was 1975.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It's been like unprecedented. They've just had great weather.
That's
there's
right.
been some
so
overcast days. Well, I had to get out of school that day.
Yeah.
So it's that event is great. So you went around, you saw the drivers like you were talking about and doing all the selfies and hugging them. And,
yeah.
And you got to do the junior IndyCar tandem?
The tandem one. They only did like 170, 160 mile an hour. I don't know.
They asked me if I wanted to drive one of the cars, you know, give the drivers some tips. And I said, nah, that embarrassed them last year. I don't want to do
it's funny
because
David Jusko, our friend, went with us, and he's a longtime engineer at Toyota. Super smart guy. And
he's got the styling hat.
No, he got out of the car and he leaned over to the driver and he's like, I don't think you're braking right. I think you should go over there. And the guy's just like, you fucking guys, all the time. Everybody who sits in the back for the ride along thinks they could tell us how to do it.
Yeah.
He was just doing it on purpose just to push their buttons, try to tell them how to do it. But it was great. It was fun. We've got some wacky pictures that we'll post up.
Yeah.
There, but.
And, you know, I was out there with Dave Merrick from Honda,
from
Acura and Honda. And, you know, we always go around, see everybody at Andretti and at, you know, all the different places. But we hang out at Honda because, you know, he's with Honda, so he's got us the in.
And free beers?
Gets us all
free cocktails there?
No free cocktails, but we found some cocktails. We were able to go to a couple bars around there. And, you know, we had to fit in a little Man Seeks Adventure podcast time. So we did that. But we also walked into the pits, saw a bunch of guys, and just it's just a good time. It's just great weather. You see a lot of great people and see everybody we know. I mean, it's like you talk about walking past the pits and everybody is watching in hospitality, watching on the big screens. It's like we walked by and Bruce Meyer and Bruce Canepa were sitting in there and they're like, oh, guys, come on in. And Dave's like, no, we got to go find some beer. So
Dave's on a mission.
Yeah.
I hope you do Man Seeks Adventure podcast at the end of the day.
It's throughout the day. We
drink a lot on that podcast.
It's called Cars.
Towards the end gets interesting.
It's Cars, Bars, Eats, and Adventure, and we have a drink of the day each time. But what we did up there was we went to the Grand Prix, and then at the end of the day, we walked down to the main street, and we found a bar. We sat down, had some appetizers, a couple cocktails, and we did a podcast right there in the restaurant.
We did that midday. We actually left the Grand Prix, went out, ate, drank, came back, and then went to the IndyCar hospitality, and then they did have free beer and wine.
Well, and that is the nice thing. They do have very good hospitality.
All events are based
at the IndyCar.
On
yes, how good's
beer.
The hospitality?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, hey, Matt, speaking of driving fast,
yep.
yesterday you had quite the car to drive.
We don't have enough time, Brad. Let's move on.
Nope. Come on. We're going to drag it out of you. It was black with red stripes, which I really like the color combo. I hadn't seen one that way.
Yeah, it was more orange stripes.
Was it more orange?
Yeah, it was because
you need to color correct your photography then.
I do, but that's why we brought Robert Angelo with us.
Okay.
And he shot everything and filmed it.
Did you guys go up to the canyon with the drone and all that cool stuff?
We did use a drone a little bit. We didn't really go to the canyons. We stayed kind of on the west side because we were kind of limited in how much time. But anyway, we drove the new Ford GT. We drove the 2018 Ford GT, which is fantastic. It's interesting because not that long ago, we had this discussion. We drove the McLaren 720S as well. And we did go to the canyons. We filmed a bunch of stuff with that. And I loved that car. I thought it was fast. It was gorgeous. It worked well. And then you get into a Ford GT, and then you realize it does all of those things that the McLaren does, but with McLaren, you expect it. So you're always kind of surprised, pleasantly surprised with the Ford GT, and for that reason, because what that car symbolizes, what it stands for, it's probably my new favorite car on the list. Like, I was up there with the 720S. Wow. You know, now, granted, this particular price zone.
I was just going to say, your favorite car you can't afford.
Right, right. And we had a great time with the 720, but getting into the Ford GT, first of all, it was difficult to drive it around town because everybody who knew what it was would stop you, and people who didn't know what it was would still stop you.
There's a term for that. It's called oogling.
Yeah. Well, they definitely did that. I would say the main difference between the 720 McLaren and the Ford GT, you know, because everybody's driven those and they're cross-shopping them, is the Ford sounds better. It does sound better. One of the things we had trouble filming with the McLaren was the sound. We couldn't get proper sound, and we had to, you know, strap microphones to it, and you have to put it like in track mode to get it a little bit louder.
Yeah, to get it raspy.
And we had to like manual shift it and keep it up in the high RPMs. Like, you're sort of dramatizing this for film, you know, when you're just doing quick stuff, as you guys know. And it was much easier to do in the GT. We didn't really need to do a lot of those things. And it was just like, you know, the engine's right behind you. Robert's sitting in the passenger seat, and he's just holding the microphone on his shoulder because the engine sounds so great. On the McLaren, we had to, like, strap it in the engine bay. Like, we were trying to get sounds to it. But it was great. All of it's different modes, wet, normal, sport, track. And there's, like, I forgot what they call it. It was like a velocity mode or something. It was just, it just plants it down to the ground and makes it look all mean. And I'm like, what's that mode for? They're like, mostly pictures.
Oh no, that's you read that wrong. It's called valet mode.
No, actually,
not velocity.
No, I think it was a VMAX mode. It's meant for their top speed runs, but it just looks great in pictures. Anyway, so what I liked about it was, when you drive some of these supercars, and you drive the Porsches, you can spend the extra thousands of dollars or whatever it is and get the front end lift, you know, where you can hit the button and it'll lift up so you can go over your speed bumps and your curves.
Right,
and all
the Lamborghinis,
stuff.
All those do
right.
that now.
They
yeah.
do it. But yeah. And I know your friend Mark has Porsches and I don't know, Lamborghinis. And you've seen the process of going through it. The McLaren is the same way. The McLaren has a stock, like, on the left on the steering column. You have to, like, push it in,
though.
Scroll down, choose lift, and do it, right? And then it goes slow, and you're like, is it going? I think it's going. The GT has a button. And it's like a hydraulic. You hit it, and it damn near hops in the front. Like, you hit it, it goes poof, and it just pops up fast. And you're like, that's kind of cool. And then now you're just hitting it at a stoplight, up, down, and the nose is going up, down, up, and down. It's just almost like you're bouncing that thing at a
stoplight. It's like a hip-hop video, right?
Yeah, so the car was great in that. And then in its track mode, it slams to the ground and pops the wing up. But again, fast. It does it fast. The only other car that I've seen doing that is like a McLaren P1.
Mm-hmm, the P1, you know?
Now, the P1 does, I think, takes a while to get it down, but that wing will come up quick. You know, so anyway, this thing was great.
Well, I know, like, my Mike, my buddy, has a Aventador SV. And that one, it's a one button, but you're right. On some of the other ones, it's...
The Ford GT looks like it's sped up.
And it's still a little slow. Like, now, the Aventador is great, but that's more of a luxury version of a supercar.
But you know what?
The GT is stripped down. That thing is... just and race car.
You cannot compare that new GT to the last generation
no,
GT.
No, you can't.
The last one, like, you know, my business partner Michael and your dad Aaron have. That,
yep, yeah,
those
dad's
are,
got one too, yeah.
Those are more like muscle cars. I mean, you know, they're more
totally.
Muscular. They're more.
Yeah.
They're not supercar-ish, you know. They're cool in their own way, but that new one, they just broke
unreal.
All the rules. Yeah.
They benchmarked the McLaren 675 and the 458 Ferrari for ride quality. And in its normal mode, they claim it surpasses the ride quality in those. And I've driven the
wow.
675. I would say sure. I haven't driven the 458, so I couldn't tell you. But it's more akin to McLaren than it is to Ferrari. I mean, Ferrari's still, like, we've gone out the Ferrari Challenge. When you
yeah.
get in those cars, there's still something very special about the interior and the leather, and it just feels like it's an expensive car.
It's more luxury sport versus
yeah.
utilitarian.
And the
yeah.
Aventador has that as well, where the McLaren, you get in, and you're like, the center console in between the seats is very thin, so they can move the driver and the passenger more toward the center of the car, and there's more buttons on the doors and stuff, so it has more of that feel, but everything is on the steering wheel. There's no stocks. There's no turn signal stocks. There's no windshield wiper stocks. Everything's buttons on the steering wheel. So if you want to turn left, turn right, you hit a little button on the steering wheel.
It all goes back to racing technology where
yeah.
you've got to have it right here because if you're going fast, you don't want to take your eyes away from anything.
Right.
You know?
And the seat is a carbon fiber shell. It does have a little bit of a tilt to it, but the seat doesn't move. It doesn't go up and down. It doesn't go front to back. When you get in it, you pull a strap on your with your right hand. And you pull that strap, and it moves the entire pedal box forward and aft. You know, and I was thinking about it. I was like, it seems like
wow.
overkill. It's like, why not just move the seat? And then I realized, if you're short like me and you get in the car and you move the seat forward, you can't get out of the car. So they have
yeah.
to move the seat back and then bring the pedals and the steering wheel to you.
Because you're in like a tube.
Because you're in,
yeah.
And if you know, it is, I found it pretty easy to get in. Let's say, you know, Rick, who works for you, who's 9 feet, 11
exactly.
inches. he could probably fit in the car, but getting in and out of it would be like a thing.
He'd have to like kind of contort himself
yeah.
and wrap himself. Hey, now, I want to ask you something. Now, you had to wipe that car down yesterday, didn't you, for photos?
No, we did
okay.
not.
If you had to.
Yeah.
What would you – what do you think you'd use?
Sandpaper.
Show me your shiny. I know they hate it when I say that. You know what I would use? I would use turtle wax.
Turtle wax.
I'm gonna tell you about that. Then we're going to get into our turtle wax
Then we're going to introduce
shine
our guests,
squad
yes.
guys, right? Anyway, there's more to say about the 4GT, some driving impressions, and we're going to have a little bit of video and stuff. And some.
And you put like about 30 photos up on your Facebook page, right?
Those were just some iPhone photos that I shot.
Yeah, I could tell.
Robert is the one who, if you're going to judge photos, judge his. Be all judgy about it if you want. The automotive world has seen major advances since Turtle Wax was invented as the world's first liquid car polish back in 1941. But as the saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the things that threaten the look, feel, and smell of your car are as constant as ever. That's why Turtle Wax has spent the past 77 years developing the most revolutionary products in car care, like their Power Outline. Featuring advanced technology that destroys stains and odors at the molecular level. Turtle Wax Power Out products are designed to clean, shine, and protect your interior from whatever messes the world throws at it. Their dedication to innovation is so great. Turtle Wax is getting recognition in unprecedented categories. Over 40,000 consumers voted Power Out Carpets and Mats Cleaner the 2018 Product of the Year in the pet category. Did you smart guys know that?
Oh, yeah, we have a
you did?
Pet. Oh,
yeah. And also, it's in your notes.
Hey, and, you know, George the dog, I put it to good use this weekend because...
You're not supposed to use it on the dog.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, no wonder it didn't work.
You so. Bathe the dog, you use this on the car.
No, on George's seat, I used a little bit of that turtle wax odor out, and it just worked really well.
I bet you can use this on, like, his little bed as well, you know, like...
Yeah, you can probably, yeah,
car,
his nap
right?
bed.
You can just use
yeah.
it on bed.
Yeah.
Anyway, while awards look nice on Mom's mantle, what matters the most to Turtle Wax is how much car enthusiasts worldwide trust their products. Turtle Wax continues formulating breakthrough technologies to help keep your car looking, feeling, and smelling fresh. Turtle Wax, trusted innovation inside and out. I'm getting so good at that.
You are. You're getting really just reading it.
Like
what a pro. So, hey, but
it took me like 7 weeks, then I learned to read.
So we've got a couple Shine Squad members in the studio with us today, Jasmine Abel and Trevor Thompson.
What up?
You got it right this time.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. Well, I was going to say Thompson, but now we were talking about how you pronounce names before the show, and we were talking about how we could mess Trevor's up really well, even though it's an easy name.
Sure, Fantrod.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, Bard and Brad and, you know, there's it's
B-Rad.
The easiest Brad. Names.
B-Rad.
Aaron.
The worst I've ever had was somebody, hello, Mr. Fanchez, and I'm like, no, it's Fanshaw, you know. And, Aaron.
Yes?
You go out, you do photography, you shine your motorcycles and your cars up, right?
I do. I've got a wall of products.
So these guys, I mean, they're now you guys got to tell us this story because it's kind of interesting that you started out, you're in the automotive world and doing photography, and Jasmine's doing photography. Now, did you meet in Australia, or did you come up from Australia and meet here?
We actually met on Instagram.
Oh, it's one of those newfangled relationships.
I guess it started with a few likes back and forth, and then I flew over, and I haven't left since.
Yeah, really?
We were always joking about having her fly out here, and I think a little over a year and a half ago now. And then she flew out here beginning of last year, and we did a road trip from actually Orange County to Monterey, Sacramento, Lake Tahoe, and then back. So it was kind of like a way to see if it would actually work. It's like an extended date, I guess you can say.
Yeah, and found out that Trevor wasn't a hatchet murderer or anything like that, right?
I wasn't 85 years old, living with my
imagine?
Mom.
Oh, my God.
That's what the girl said to me when she came up from Australia. She said, you're so old.
You're so old. Where's your money? You promised money.
Yeah, exactly. So, So you came over from Australia. Yeah. You guys met on Instagram.
Yeah.
But the commonality was that you're both into photographing cars, right?
Yeah.
So how'd you get started doing that?
So I'm originally from Sydney, and as soon as I got my license, I purchased my first car, which is an R34 Skyline.
Okay. Oh, Skyline. Nice.
Yeah. That's your first car?
Yeah.
Nice.
First
yeah.
and only. My little baby. I miss it. So I learned how to drive manual in that, and then, I drove it everywhere. I went on road trips.
Drove it goofy hand.
Yeah. I was, I just fell in love with driving and fell in love with shooting cars. I actually, around the same time I got my car, I picked up a camera and, just really enjoyed shooting cars and attended a few events. Just started posting my car on Instagram. And from there, it just took off, I guess.
You just had the eye for it, huh?
I guess so, yeah.
But you built this brand called Stay Driven.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
One day I was just in my room writing notes down, and the word Stay Driven came to me, and I kind of explored what that meant to me. And
she's very motivated, so it's kind of one of those, kind of her way to bring it on to other people, so she kind of started a blog.
Yeah, so I wanted my own platform where I could share all my travels and all my photography, and kind of a way to motivate others to also keep their cars driven and themselves driven. So I would write my blog posts about my car and try and motivate others, I guess, through
to do the same.
Yeah, to keep their cars driven and themselves driven.
And did that give you a platform then also to get out more? Because as people found out about it, you got to go out and more.
It pushed me to explore more around my surroundings. It also pushed me to travel more. So I got to go to New Zealand, Japan, and the US and do a few cool road trips.
She's met a lot of cool people along the way also.
Yeah. Yeah, so I met a few. I met Nakai-san from RWB, Magnus Walker, Mad Mike, just to name a few. I can't. Yeah.
Well, and now you've met
those are the
Brad and Matt from Shift and Stare, and Aaron, and so hey, now
via phone.
Exactly, via phone. And be happy for that, because if you meet him in person, oh my goodness.
He's 8'5", living with mom.
I've known a lot of people from Australia, you know, a lot of friends and like that, and the car culture is huge down
there. It's really diverse,
Now, but how's it different? I mean, because it really is. I mean, Matt, you've known people. We've talked to them. And, I mean, they're enthusiastic, but there's also a difference.
From Australia and New Zealand, but they don't really like to be in the same room together for some reason when we talk to them. there's some sort of battle going on.
I get that. Everyone says that. Yeah. Well, I'm half Kiwi and I'm half Australian. So
okay. So, but you talk to Steve Millen, and if you mix it up, he's like, don't do that.
It's
don't
like the East again. Coast, West Coast rap battles, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like...
It's on. But yeah, the car scene's really diverse in Australia. I mean, we get Japanese imports there, what you don't get here. But yeah, it's I love it there.
Do you do anything in the vintage racing world out there? I'm curious, like, what are some of the
really
big...
I never really delved into that vintage era,
I thought there was a big vintage race. I can't forget the name of it, so I'm going to mess it up. But I want to say it's, like, Winton? Something like that? W-I-N-T-O-N? Mm. Something like that?
That'd be one of those factoids that you should have before you get on the show.
A tidbit.
Yeah, a tidbit. terrible tidbits by Brad Fanshawe.
What about...
Even if I have them, they're still by Brad Fanshawe.
Now, did you go to the Street Machine Nationals down
there? I didn't, no.
You didn't?
No.
Because that thing's huge. I've never been, but I see the photos. They've got the big burnout things.
Yeah.
Thousands of people standing around watching these guys destroy their cars. Literally, they do them until they catch on fire. It's
no
just
way.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I sell guys wheels for those. And, you know, they'll buy expensive wheels, and then a year later, they'll buy them again. And I go, didn't you just buy it? He goes, yeah, but you know, I... They say it with your accent. And they say that they went to the burnout competition and they caught on fire and they melted their wheels and their car caught on fire. And I'm like, yeah, we're rebuilding the car right now, mate. You know, I'm like, okay. You know,
mate.
And I love it. I love it because they buy wheels.
I guess the tire part, but once you start seeing the fire, you should probably put it out.
Yeah. I know, but you should see. There's photos. I had a photo that we posted on my Instagram. This guy, his tire's on fire and his brakes are bright red and he's still going at it, man. It was so cool. It was like a 65 Mustang with a Root supercharger sticking through the hood.
I feel like Bondspeed Wheels should come out with the first fire retardant coating for wheels.
Why? I can sell them every year now. Why do that?
That's it. I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good point. Just keep setting wheels out there. So, Trevor, you worked in the aftermarket industry before you started getting into the world of photography full-time now?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm originally from Sacramento, so that's kind of what stemmed me into getting into the automotive industry. It's very small up there, so me and a few friends actually kind of started shooting up there because there wasn't really anything. So then that formed into kind of shooting for the shops up there. But at a certain point in Sacramento, there's not much else to do. So at one point, I was like, decided, like, I might as well just, like, I started coming down Orange County more and actually made the move down here without any real plan. And then Bonanna House around here in Orange County was actually just starting up. So I had the opportunity of, with Josh, the owner, from the beginning, kind of helped him, us both kind of build like the background of Bonin through the marketing photography. And then that kind of skyrocketed. And that what kind of drove me to kind of keep shooting, because it's kind of cool to watch it, how something can be built just simply from photography and marketing.
So you were saying that you did all the photography and handled the marketing, kind of the imaging, right?
Yeah, the imaging. And then he's very good at creating relationships. So with both of us, it helped just kind of blow it up. But then starting this year, we obviously started traveling more and then kind of saw some other opportunities, kind of working with other clients and other opportunities through road trips. So we decided might as well make the jump and see what will happen with that. And so far, it's been really awesome.
I always, you know, there's nothing wrong with a road trip.
I'm curious to know if there's any particular cars or photo shoots that you loved. And talking about the 4GT a second ago, when we were sort of forced to stand out there and photograph it for an hour and a half, you started to realize how gorgeous some of the elements were on the car.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you get it, you're like, I just want to get it and start driving it. But when you're sitting there like in a nice area of a parking lot, you're like, we got to photograph here. Let's move it
around.
That's
crazy.
And then you start noticing all the little details and the GT and the lights. And then at one point, at the end of the day, we just stood there and go, you know what? You get down low, the profile of the car is gorgeous. Just the way the hips on the fenders go and the way they glass it and down the rear over the engine compartment is so amazing to see. So there's got to be maybe a car that's a favorite of yours.
Honestly, it's hard to say because when you're shooting, you focus like on the car, on all the different aspects. Probably one of the most interesting cars I've shot is like the P1, just because there's so many like different curves and like the wing, the way they do it, it's just gorgeous. And like Ferrari, the 488s, the LaFerraris, all those are just like the way they do it. It's just you can tell they spend like time and time again just making sure it looks perfect from literally every single angle.
Well, let me flip it on you. Then.
Jasmine's favorite car is her own.
Exactly. See, I haven't shot a Skyline yet, really. So,
but let me flip it on you. Do you have a favorite location to shoot a car at?
Ooh.
Thermal,
okay.
So we were just there yesterday, actually. We got back. Or was it yesterday?
The day before.
And what do you like about that? The harsh light?
Oh, it's actually...
the flat ground?
The last 15 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It was just... I love it.
So the thermal's beautiful to shoot for 15 minutes.
Yes,
at the golden minutes.
You have to run around.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Well, I like Monterey.
Monterey's
great. Yeah.
Monterey.
Oh, yeah.
Pebble Beach.
Oh, it's beautiful.
17 Mile. Yeah, we were just up there actually with Turtle Wax. I think it was a month ago.
Yeah,
we did a road trip with them and Nissan. We took a Leaf up there, kind of had a little experience with an electric vehicle. It's a very exciting car.
Very quiet.
It was fun. We love it there. You can spend weeks and weeks just kind of. Oh,
there's
around.
So many places
it's
up
so
there.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we've done stuff up there, Matt and I and Aaron, and it's just you're right. I mean, there's and you go different parts of the city and there's different. A totally different landscape. Yeah.
The people are awesome there. And then obviously we know Highway 1's closed right now. So they're slowly releasing more and more. So it's kind of like every time we go up there, we can go further down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by Monterey Car Week, most of it will be open. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So what do you like about thermal? I mean, you know, is it because it's the racetrack, you like to see the cars in action, or what?
The good thing about thermal is it's a private raceway.
Yes.
So when we go there as photographers, you can go wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And every single angle of thermal, kind of like the P1s, they make sure it looks beautiful in every angle. So you go there and you really can't have a bad angle.
Yeah.
So like you just have a lot more freedom there, and then you have the restaurant there. So it's like not normal track
food. It's an awesome place.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But everything is new and the landscape is gorgeous, and that's why. Like it's curated to be that way.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you know, Willow Springs is fun to do some laps on, but it's terrible to take photos.
Yeah, and everyone can go to thermal, so it's kind of just like unique too.
Yeah,
it's just Willow's just dirt everywhere. Everywhere you go, it's just,
exactly.
You know, you take a picture, it's dirt. Take another picture, it's dirt. You know, and it's like okay,
what's that, Aaron?
I was going to say they closed Fernley Raceway up here, up in on the Nevada side. And I went there not too long ago, and it's really cool because it's all overgrown. So you have this racetrack
there?
that you can still get there. It's privately owned, but it's all overgrown. So there's like grass popping up and cracks in the middle
That's
of the
cool.
raceway. So it's got this really cool look, and you know the lighting, the landscape. It's just tucked away in the hills there, and they're either green or golden. So it's a real nice contrast to the asphalt. But
you
guys come up here next time, let me know, and I'll take you to all my favorite.
It's a track
spots
just
up here.
For Pinsgauers.
it fits Aaron's lifestyle perfectly because it has patina.
Like, that's it. It's like
if you have
a track
with
truck
patina
or a Jeep or an adventure bike, then it's cool. But
yeah.
You know. He could take one of his rat rods out, and it'd look like, look, this car raced there when it was still new. So no, it's called Fernley.
Fernley. I'll have to keep that in mind because we'll be up there in a couple weeks.
What's that, Aaron?
I'm all about patina. But yeah, you just let me know. And there's
amazing.
Like an old abandoned bus that was out there when I was
cool.
there. And there's some neat relics laying around
in awesome.
the old pits, you know. Yeah, it's cool.
So tell us about Able One. This is a company that you guys are doing together now.
It is, yeah. We started that this year. It's kind of our way. I mean, it's content creation, that's what we're focused on. So through content creation, we can offer marketing to some of our clients. And the automotive world is one of our biggest ones. Obviously, we've been in there for 5-6 years ourselves. So it's kind of a brand that we're creating to focus more on our content creation and push ourselves and be able to kind of try new things. We're working with a lot of really awesome people. So really excited to see where it goes this year. It's fresh. It's 3 months old. So
Pretty competitive field, though, too, right?
It is, yeah. It really is. I mean, everyone, even myself, you move to, like, L.A. or Orange County just because you want to make it.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just going to throw this down because I've seen it in some of the businesses I've been involved in, is that with the internet and like that, there's a lot of people that aren't as capable of maybe you guys and some of the other guys we talked about, mm-hmm. but they think with digital photography, because let's face it, photography is having that eye, mm-hmm. you know, because everybody can have the equipment, but it's having that eye. And
exactly.
So there's a lot of people out there right now. I see them on the internet that are like, oh, I'm a automotive photographer. Yeah. And you go, that's a snapshot.
Okay. We'll see you next year. And see.
Yeah.
But it's the eye, but it's also how you put it all together and how you present it to like your client or to the public too. So it's very, I don't know, it's very interesting. And it, as a, we're married now, so as like a couple, that's another aspect that we have with it too. So through like blogs and then through the lifestyle, influencing is a big thing right now in the automotive industry. So we can use that as a nice advantage also.
Sure. Yeah. Now, have you ever had that heated discussion over, no, that was my shot.
Oh, we do.
Every shoot.
Oh yeah. Every single shoot. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the fun part though. Oh yeah.
But who came up with the idea for it?
See,
you know?
No. Well, she always comes up with the idea, so.
How'd you guys get involved with the Shine Squad with Turtle Wax?
It was about two years ago now?
Yeah.
They approached us asking if we were interested in becoming a part of the Shine Squad. And we kind of saw the group of people that they were working with originally. A few of them were actually our friends. So we're like, oh, yeah, let's give it a shot. And then ever since then, they've given us a lot of great opportunities with road trips, SEMA, Monterey Car Week. They give us a lot of flexibility of our creative. So it's kind of they help us push. They give us what we need to do these road trips. And it works out really awesome.
That's awesome.
We were talking about George the dog.
Yes. He's famous.
You guys have Italia?
Oh, we have a beastly dog,
yes. She's feisty.
Yeah.
Yeah? You took her to Monterey?
Yes.
How'd that go?
Oh, it went great, actually. We took her to like the dog beach and everything up there.
She
had a lot of fun.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a Pomeranian.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, George's dog's kind of mellow. He's just...
What kind of dog?
He's a schnoodle.
A schnoodle?
Yes.
Really?
He's a rescue dog.
He
and he's
mellow.
He's awesome. He's got great personality.
How old?
Because he's a rescue, we think he's about 10.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
but he's doing a lot of acting. He doesn't like to say his age.
Yeah, I know. We don't really say that. Yeah. It's, no, he's just, he's the shop dog. So in the afternoons, when my wife comes in, she brings him and he walks around.
He's not here now?
Sees everybody. No, he's not here right now. So
no.
I think he's at his doggy yoga class. Or
is he? Okay, that's nice. You need that Orange County. You gotta go to yoga.
Are you serious?
I'm sure that's a real thing. I'm sure there's some sort of
especially in Southern California.
Well, he goes and then he sees this nutritionist and then, you know, it's his spiritualist is out of town right now.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So Able One, the company you guys put together, you said it's brand new, it's a few months old, but what do we do to find out about it? Is there a website up for it yet? Social media?
Yeah, social media, of course, we have it up there. We have the website also. So the Instagram is just Able, ABE1.
ABE1.
Yeah. We still, for the most part, we use our personal accounts as, like, it's our marketing pieces, our personal Instagrams.
Yeah, we use that as our, like,
portfolio. That's how people know us.
Yeah.
So you send potential clients, say, hey, check out Able.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, because you've built those up, and it's kind of like one of those things where nowadays, if you build up this huge following and like that, and you want to change it, I had a numerologist tell me that I should go by Bradley Fanshaw, not Brad, because 8 is bad, and so I have to change all my stuff to Bradley, and all my followers won't be able to find me anymore, Matt.
Your email signature said Bradley in it.
That's right. I told you. It changed, didn't it?
Who is this guy?
That's right. Changed. But I was lucky because my Instagram, you can change your name and not have to worry about
lose
it.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, we used to adore Ricky Schroeder, but now he's Rick Schroeder.
I know. You got to change with the times. But
he
you know
lost
what?
His silver spoons.
I did.
First world problems.
Hey, Aaron.
First world problems.
Aaron, I changed my I mean, my name's always been Bradley, but I'm going by Bradley now, and my IMDb has always been Bradley because that's how the producers put me on the show.
Really? I never saw you on IMDb.
I know.
I'm always looking for Brad.
You're always looking for Matt DeAndrea. That's right. Why.
And, Bradford.
But yeah, I changed Bradford. It, and you know what? I walked outside. There was a dollar blowing by, so see, my luck already changed.
Yeah.
Already changed.
Wow.
So, it's kind of like when she came up from Australia, her luck changed.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are out photographing. You're out traveling the world. You hooked up with Turtle Wax, and you both have smiles on your faces. So, I mean, I know that's 50% because you're in Southern California and it's sunny out. But, what's the best day for you guys? I mean, is it like getting the ultimate car to go out and photograph, or is it, you know, part trip and part photography? What is it?
It's probably part trip, part photography. Waking up really early. Honestly, waking up at like 3 or 4 to go to a shoot is kind of exhilarating. Like, it's you're putting a lot into it.
I'm on the fence.
we're still young.
On that time.
Well, it's like Mike Brewer and I were talking the other day. We go, we got to get rid of these damn cars and coffee. They need to be like mid-afternoon beers and horsepower.
We've been pitching cars and brunch.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just...
You know, I mean, cars and mimosas, I'm down.
Cars and mimosas, there you go. We'll go to that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be something better than, you know...
Mediocre cars and brunch.
Speaking of which, are you going to venture out to Lufka Cult?
Yes.
We will be there, yeah.
Yep. All right. So,
we've got a couple of media passes, so we'll be getting some content from there.
Yeah. Well, we're excited about it. We spoke to Howie from Lufka Cult last week.
Yes.
And just the way the podcast works out, it's Friday, so we're going to go on Sunday, and then you're going to hear this on Tuesday. But then the following week, we'll probably give you a little recap of how that happened. Or more likely, Brad will, because I think I'm going to be out next week. I'm going to be at the Midi in Road Atlanta.
That's right.
And unless we record another day, which we'll figure out. Let's figure it out right now on the air.
You know what? That's kind of behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, we don't want everybody to know our secrets. But you know what? I mean, all these cars that go to Lufka Cult, you gotta keep those things shiny, too.
And yeah.
Maintenance them. How would you do that, man?
I tell you.
I'm just throwing you all these today.
They're
so smooth.
These softballs.
They're just so smooth.
You see the size of that, Doug?
You see the size of that? By the way, I did have the Turtle Wax quick detailer with us all day yesterday when we had the car out there.
Good save.
We did have. But what we didn't have was Brush Hero. Aaron, you need a Brush Hero over in your shop. You're going to love this
thing. I'm telling you, it'll take the patina off all your cars.
You might have seen it on Shark Tank. Brush Hero is a water-powered
cleaning machine. Can't take the patina off.
Shut up. I'm reading an ad.
We're reading an ad, Aaron. Come on.
Brush Hero is a water-powered cleaning machine. It's cool. It looks like a Dremel tool with a brush on the end. It's badass. It's got an impressive amount of torque, which is great. It's not meant to spin fast, but rather it scrubs with this powerful, continuous, effective torque. It's great. The starter set comes with two brush heads, a soft one for sensitive surfaces, such as paint, chrome, and brad. A tough one for serious muck. Such as wheels that are on fire, I'm guessing.
Wheels that are... You got to clean that melted rubber off.
Such as melted rubber on wheels. This is great for, you know, boats, yard tools, barbecues, patio furniture, your motorcycle. Aaron, you want to get
when he gets back,
in the nooks and crannies of after adventure biking, you can use this thing.
Yeah, certainly.
This is a great Father's Day gift. I think that's coming up, isn't that? When is that?
Father's Day is coming up. It's coming up here.
Is it May?
Mother's Day.
Oh, it's June. It's in June because
it's a tidbit that I don't have.
It's in June because that's when Bruce Meyer always does his Rodeo Drive concert.
That's right, and then open house. Yes.
So now you can get on this. They have great Father's Day gifts. You can check out the extensive line of accessories, including brush extensions. There's a wand with an extension on it, which is great. I just did a motion in the air, so you guys.
I know. I saw that. Yeah.
This is a must-have for every car lover, motorcyclist, or all-around clean freak. That falls in my wheelhouse. And right now, Shift and Steer listeners are getting a special offer code. Go to brushhero.com. Use the promo code SHIFT to get 10% off any order. Let me go ahead and spell that again. SHIFT, SHIFT. I just want to make sure you got the right promo code in there. And any order over $50 gets you free shipping. If you want, you can also click on Amazon or some Costco stores. They have it as well. But go to brushhero.com. Use promo code SHIFT. Get 10% off your order and Free shipping on orders over
I'd prefer that they
bucks.
Go use Shift because then they know that you're coming from us, you know, where yeah, I know you got your Amazon deal going, but go there. And, hey, wait a minute. Now, why couldn't you buy these for Mother's Day?
I mean,
my mom details all my cars for me.
That's right. Mom, clean the barbecue.
I mean, if she wants to live in the garage, if she wants to continue living in the garage out there, she's got to detail the cars.
Your mom's rad.
She is. I've got this mom that's like 86 years old, and like I talked to her this morning, and I go, "What are you doing, Mom?" She goes, "Well, I just got back from my 3-mile walk," and she's in Arizona, and she goes up and works out in the gym and stuff. I bought her a treadmill, and I literally was over there at Thanksgiving, and no lie, I got on it, and I was like going, "Mom, who was the last one to use it?" She goes, "Me," and I'm going, "Yeah." I mean, it went inclined up and was going, you know, I'm like going, damn, you know. So
she trains like Ivan Drago.
Exactly. But I did move her treadmill, guys. I moved it because she had it set up with this big fan in her Arizona room, and she had her TV and everything. And I go, "Mom, I'm moving everything." "Oh, no, I like it right where it is." I go, "Mom, if you ever fell down and, you know, treadmill keeps going, right? Kind of shoots you off the back, especially when you're a 100-pound-year-old, you know, a 100-pound woman who's 85. Big plate glass window right behind her. I'm like, I'm like, I don't want to hear that, your mom was flung through the window, you know. Like,
oh, man.
But, she always drives badass cars. What's she got now, the truck?
She had the only Mitsubishi Diamante ever imported in the United States with 3000 GT turbo drivetrain, four-wheel drive, four-wheel steering, and on-the-go adjustable suspension, like you were saying. And I took that one away from her, and now she has...
You gave it to her first?
I gave it to her first, yes. And I took it away.
You're like,
and
mom's car's better than mine.
And now she has a... she's got a... Let me think. It's
truck.
A 95 Tahoe.
Yeah.
And it's shaved, smooth, slammed on the ground with 20s.
It's
got three-tone paint.
Yeah, three-tone.
And I bought this truck brand new, and it sat in my warehouse for years. It's got like 35,000 miles. She goes, "I just don't understand. Whenever I go to the grocery store, there's always notes on it. Like, hey, lady, have you ever seen like the older person driving a really nice car, and you go, oh, they probably don't even know what they have. You know, it's like my mom doesn't know what she has, but she'd never sell it either.
Never sell it.
But it's got to be funny to somebody see her. I mean, when she had the other car,
I don't know how she sees out the window in that truck through the steering wheel.
No, she's not that short.
She's tiny, but
she's not short. She doesn't drive as much anymore. It sits more than it gets driven. But the 3000 GT was funny because that thing with the turbos and the active suspension and everything, guys would
That's
be
crazy.
Like, what? Because it had billet wheels on it and a three-tone paint job. And she said, everywhere I go, guys are just always coming up and complimenting me on my car. So, hey, we were talking about Luftgekult, and they wouldn't allow either of those cars in there because it's an all Porsche, all air-cooled Porsche show that we're going to go out to. Now, have you ever been before?
We went last year.
Now, do you dig the way they curate that show so that it's good for photographers?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's really cool there. Last year was at Long Beach, I think, and they had it on the loading docks.
It was like down in the pier.
It was really cool.
Yeah. And you know where it is this year, right?
He said Torrance.
It's in a lumber yard.
Oh, it's Ganol.
Yes. Yeah. And so Howie was telling us on the last episode how he's curated everything so that there's stacks of lumber and all big, you know, things. So it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, we're going to go out there as early as we can. Probably.
Yeah.
Are you going to get out there at 7 in the morning?
You know?
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Gates open at 7 for media, so are you going to get it there right at 7?
We'll probably see Matt.
Come on, man.
Aaron, you should start driving now. We'll meet you there.
The Turtle Wax influencers are going to be there.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Hey, come on. You could come down. You could probably make double time on that motorcycle.
A motorcycle? That's good. On a motorcycle? Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that like the big blade that you...
Yes.
That you murder people with?
Sickle.
I'm sure it's for other stuff.
Well, it was originally used for farming, it's Matt, but yes.
It's for murdering now.
It's the Grim Reaper is what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, Matt, before we wrap everything up, now back to the Shine Squad. you know, we've talked about your background and everything like that. How do you integrate turtle wax into what you do? I mean, are you using it out on photo shoots, or how do you do that?
Mainly on photo shoots, yeah.
Because one of the biggest things, obviously, is you want the car clean. That way you don't have to clean it in Photoshop. So we always have – we actually have this bucket with all the products in it. So
yeah, we bring it with us to every shoot.
Road trip we did up to Monterey, we had it with us to kind of clean the car. Especially when you have the dog with you, it actually cleans really well in the interior. So you're not driving around in like a dirty car and like stressing you out because it's dirty.
Come on, Natalia, get out of the P1. We got to take pictures
clean it
of
real
it now.
Quick.
Get out of the McLaren. We got to clean it and photograph it now.
Hey, I have to say, I have to put in my two cents here. One of my biggest peeves in all this YouTube stuff and all the amateurs out there is they go to take all these beauty shots, these up close shots, and there's dust and debris and crap all over the chrome and the paint. And it's like you go, really, guys? No attention to detail? You didn't know a micro lens was going to be up on this thing? And it's like, detail your vehicles before you take up all the close-ups.
It takes like 5 minutes.
You know?
They dropped off the GT yesterday in the rain.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that when you told me it was coming because I was like, the one morning. And it rained just enough to make everything dirty.
And right when they dropped it off, I was like, sweet, are those Pilot Cup Sport 2s? And he was like, yeah. I was like, the perfect rain tire.
The one time it rains in Orange County too.
it was rough. But those guys that dropped it off started wiping it down for us. But once it starts raining, like because it doesn't rain that much out here, there's already just a crazy layer of dust on everything. And once it rains, it just every time you drive, it's. It's all
and
up
all
on the
oil
road.
On the roads because it never gets cleaned.
Yeah, it's just all over that car. Like every time, and it's black. The car is black.
It's the worst
and when you and you know you got to wash it. So when you take it over to that scratch machine car wash, and the guys all go, could you raise it up a little bit? So it's,
I just went to like one of the gas stations with the big spinning brush.
And that's what. Good. That's the best place.
Yeah. Turns out you're supposed to do it with the wing down.
when you read that sign and it says no wings, no carbon fiber spoilers, no a supercar car wash.
Right? There is. In Malibu, you pay like $75 for some guys to hand wash the car. And it's a car show there on the weekend.
You know there's one in Dubai.
It's not automatic, though.
When I lived down in Newport for years, there was Steve's Detailing, and that was where everybody took their car, and it was like what you said. You'd just sit there on the weekends and just go, wow, look at that. Wow, look at that, man. You know, I mean, it was like awesome.
Yeah, plus they were all clean. That's the best part. Guys, thanks for coming in, and definitely check us out at shiftandsteer.com and on iTunes, and you guys can subscribe and tell a friend. We love that. All of our social media is at Shift Steer Media. We're on all the socials.
All the socials.
We're all over there. So where do we find you guys?
Instagram mainly, yeah.
Jezebel and Trevor from wherever. That's all.
Trevor
handles.
From wherever.
Very easy.
All right. And Aaron, where can they find you online, buddy?
I'm Aaron Hagar, Aaron _ Hagar, Rat Runner's Garage. Just Google Hagar and something will come up.
Probably Sammy.
Probably your dad. Just Google it.
How about you, Matt?
Surprise. Yeah. Surprise.
You can follow me at Motorator, as you guys know. I'm on all the social media, at Motorator. Check it out.
And you find me everywhere, Brad Fanshaw, except for Instagram, where I'm Bondspeed Brad. Gonna have to change that. And hey, everybody, we didn't do Win Brad stuff this week because I was lazy. That's what it comes down to. I didn't go in my warehouse and find anything. So keep an eye on Shift and Steer on Instagram. I'll post something this week, and I will also post the winner for this week. And as always, subscribe to Shift and Steer on iTunes and listen to Matt on CarCast. And you can listen to me on Man Seeks Adventure and on Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel. And
he talks funny.
He does. He talks English.
That's
I asked him on one episode. I said, "Is this the Queen's English?" And he goes, "Well, it is. It is."
You made him sound like a Muppet.
That's what a Muppet sounds like.
I don't like the hurdy-gurdy chef or whatever it was. It's just, all right, guys. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Maybe I won't see you next week, but the rest of the guys will see you next week.
You never see anybody; they hear you.
That's
man.
Right.
So, all right. Hey, thanks everybody. Thanks to our guests, Trevor and Jasmine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And hey, we'll be back next week with more Shift and Steer.
If you like this show, also listen to Man Seeks Adventure and Dixon's Wild Ride. You you can find Man Seeks Adventure at manseeksadventure.com.